Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They lose again. 9 of 11. Not good. Ugly game by the bullpen. Not obviously a particularly sharp start for Mick Abel. And the bats just continue to not really get many extra base hits. Look, we'll get into it today extensively. We'll also talk about the Eagles quite a lot. Did the mandatory minicamp yesterday. Whole one day. But no, a lot of good vibes, obviously, as the Eagles get ready for another season, training camp in 6 weeks. We also have last call for you today for Phillies tickets that we give away, and you can join us at the game today. You got a call to win. Please do so at 215-592-9490 for Rich. Rich!
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The longest sentence in English literature is 13,955 words long.
Wow, that's wild.
And it stretches across 33 pages.
That's a run-on sentence.
I would
think
so.
It seems like it must be. Yeah. And I'm seeing some indications that there are reports that Ulysses found its way in there. Like a part of, or I hope not all, no, can't be all, portions of Ulysses are in that sentence.
Well, I don't know what to say, man, other than that's weird.
Yeah.
Why? Why is what I think.
And the
Why?
Book was published in 2001.
Well, someone's being a...
Exactly. That's my point.
Someone's trying to be, different.
One of those guys.
Strange.
So I guess they pulled it off. Phils didn't pull off a win last night. Look, you can react. Let's just attack it early here. Bullpen ugly. You know, James, you brought up the point yesterday. That's the thing I think, other than the hitting, I mean, I don't know which concerns you more, but they're both massive.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, they're both massive. It just feels like the bullpen's even further away, especially if we think about big outs in the playoffs.
Yeah, and they definitely have less accomplishment. I mean, at least guys like Castellanos, now you might not believe in them, have some accomplishment, certainly, in their career. Bullpen guys, I mean, there's not much accomplishment out there right now. So, you know, last night you get the Taiwan Joe Ross, Carlos Hernandez thing. Carlos Hernandez giving up inherited runners, but, you know, charged runs to Taiwan and Ross, and it wasn't good.
The Carlos Hernandez thing, it just feels like there's no line of defense. It's there's zero resistance.
And, John,
like,
he gets
it's like his third pitch tagged, right. His fifth pitch tagged,
right.
And it's not even a contest.
Well, this is a perfect example of them not doing enough. They picked up Carlos Hernandez off waivers before the season started. Yeah. He was cut by the Royals. They picked him up,
gross.
And now he's pitching for the Phillies. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
A guy who wasn't good enough to make the Royals bullpen is pitching for the Phillies.
Yeah, no, it's not good. And by the way, he's another example. And I've pointed this out a lot this year. He's one of those guys last night, there's no charged runs to him because it's inherited runners.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, he improves.
I wondered on the one hit to Bohm, though.
Yep.
If he were more practiced at first base or if he were just, you know, not 6'5 and sort of, you know, lanky, would he have been able to make that play?
Well,
you
know, I don't know.
Laterally.
I mean, yeah, I mean, earlier in the game, I'm forgetting the name, new third baseman.
Otto Kemp.
Yeah, Otto Kemp should have made that play. No, in the end, it didn't matter. Phil's got out of that inning, but he should have made that play. They're not a very good defensive team. So, look, right now they're not playing like a good team. They're just not. We'll take your reaction, 215-592-9494. By the way, basic facts about the Phillies. Now in the third wild card spot after the loss last night. Two different teams hopped them last night, so the Phils are in the third wild card spot. They're 5 games back of the Mets for the division, which is now kind of a chunky number. They're five games back of the Mets, and they are two games up on the Cardinals for that final wild card spot. So that's the standings. You can react, obviously, on Mick Abel, the bats, the whole deal. The Nola injury situation we'll get to, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles. There was a lot yesterday. Now, we're going to play a lot of audio through the show. We've got all sorts of audio from Jalen Hurts, from Saquon Barkley, from Nick Sirianni and others as they had their practice, and then they spoke publicly. And so we got a lot of good audio to play for you, and we will throughout the next 4 hours. Let's get into it, John, related to this coming season and this offense. I think the biggest thing for me that stood out yesterday were the series of answers from Saquon and Sirianni to an extent, but Saquon especially as the athlete on his body, how he feels, how he projects he'll feel, how he's prepared for the season given the toll last year, 488 touches. I mean, we've talked about this and how they can sustain greatness, obviously, you know, with him, we hope, still in his prime. I mean, we've seen with a guy like Bryce Harper, he might not be in his prime anymore. I would say most people would say he's probably not, which is sad. And Saquon, that day will come someday, and we hope it's certainly not this year. You just kind of don't know until you see it. So my mindset is they still need to lean on him quite a bit. Now, let me put up a cautionary flag to myself right away. I don't want them to have to, and I don't want them to. And I'm curious with everyone at 215-592-9494, if your instincts are that the Eagles...
You don't want them to lean into the run?
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. So hold on. First thing is, I just want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles need to lean on Saquon as much as they did last year? Now, it's obviously going to get into a Jalen Hurts thing, a how good is the defense thing, a how good are the backup running back thing. Like, there, you got three different things there. So where I'm at, John, answer your question, I think they would be wise to distribute the ball elsewhere. I fear without doing so, they won't win as many regular season games, won't have home field advantage, and could very well lose in the playoffs on the road. So that's that's how I connect the dots. If they don't lean on Saquon as much, they lose an extra two games or so. They're on the road in January, they lose. If they do lean on him, they may run him into the ground. And I know they didn't last year, but I just feel like at some point you can't keep doing that. John, do you think they can get by with tremendous true greatness still with less Saquon?
I absolutely. This team should lean into our just star player offensively, but we don't need another 2,000-yard season. Yeah, we got to lean into what he does because it's what we do best, running it,
yep.
Whether it's him or it's our quarterback, Jalen, running it, or whether it's A.J. Dillon or whether it's Will Shipley, whether it's...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, Devontae Smith running it on some sort of tush push end around. We've got all sorts of ways to run the football, and that's what we are setting a new standard.
Do you think they have it in their bag? I guess this is a big part of the thing, and I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. If they have to throw it eight more times a game, because I'd like to say the answer is yes, with a $250 million quarterback and two wide receivers that make either near or at $100 million. Like, I'd like to say, yeah, just throw it eight more. Because I'd really rather the ball, I'd want to rather have the ball be in Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown's hands than A.J. Dillon's hands. All due respect to A.J. Dillon.
It's
going to
be.
I don't know about that.
It's going to be in A.J. and Jalen Hurts' hands more than A.J. Dillon's?
Well, meaning will it be eight more passes? Like, if it's six or eight less runs to Saquon, is it eight more passes? Or is it A.J. Dillon?
Because they're two different answers. Now is A.J. Dillon, because look at the run the clock out at the end of the fourth quarter type stuff. I do think this team is going to be dominant by doing what we do, which is hand the ball off, which is ride and decide, which is, you know, pre-designed runs that you call and run, or the runs that you get to because Jalen says, okay, this box is light. I like this look.
Yeah.
Or, okay, this defense, we have great angles. If, you know, we got this personnel grouping, so we're going to run this run play. We're going to keep it on. This is a team that we have a creative, and I'm hoping, I'm so excited to hear more about the Kevin Petullo offense. I'm fascinated when Nick talks about Petullo saying he's in front of the team teaching already at a new level because he didn't have to do the get to know the guys thing. You know, last year at this time, Kellen Moore was trying to get to know the whole team.
Right.
And then also install the offense while they're doing this one day mandatory thing. Kevin Petullo, 5 years later, he's already developed great relationships with all of these offensive players, and he's up there talking shop, teaching the offense just at a new and exciting level for Nick Sirianni. I thought that was really cool. But we're going to run. You know, Kevin Petullo, the stuff that he's teaching, it's a balanced offense, a run and pass. But I'm excited to watch our run game wear down opposing defenses into nubs because that's what we do. But, yes, we can lean into A.J. Brown putting it up over the top with aplomb,
Here's the thing, though.
Goddard down the seams. Dallas Goddard with all sorts of option routes, stick nod, touchdowns here and there, everywhere. He's going to have his. Yes, we can do it all because this offense continues to evolve. The thing that stinks is it takes a step back every offseason as they recalibrate because of the new offensive coordinator thing. This offseason, it's a help. It's a massive help. It's a boost. So we're ahead of schedule because Petullo has been here for so long already.
So look, 215-592-9494 to get into this. I think the question is, because it's not about leaning into A.J. Brown. We all know he'll catch the ball and he'll run. He'll play great. I mean, that's what he does. I guess what I'm getting at is if they give the ball less to Saquon Barkley, do you trust Jalen Hurts to lead that instead of A.J. Dillon? You know what I'm saying? Like, because now listen, maybe they won't trust Jalen Hurts. Last year, you guys know my theory. I don't think they
trust. Back to this now.
Yeah,
trusting Jalen Hurts.
Listen, John.
He finished
the season with two exceptional games. He was unbelievably mediocre, not horrendous, not good, mediocre in the passing game for about 4 months. That's a fact. I know people don't. James, you seem not forget it or not want to acknowledge it.
Overrate it. Yes, I think you're wrong. I think that they had an all-time great running back having an all-time great season, and they leaned into that. Every time they asked Jalen to do what he needed to do, he did it. The Pittsburgh game, the playoffs. Like, when they needed Jalen to make plays, he made plays. Like,
He does. There's no question he makes plays. I am not pushing
like
that aside.
They were winning. Why mess with something that was winning? Until the other team stops it, keep doing it. It's like, if you could run the same play every single time and get yards,
James,
on it, you would.
Hold on. I want to drill down on something James said. This is important. Hold on. I agree with what James just said. And last year they could keep going, but this year they may choose not to.
And I think they should choose not to. I think they should be more careful with Saquon and let Jalen carry the team at times because he can.
So
and Joe, what about the fact? Yep. Think about the fact that the defense, what the defense shows, is what in many cases, if we've got an RPO on, is what tells Jalen what to do.
Well, that's part of it.
Throw it.
Yeah.
which is what you're hoping for more of, or hand it off.
So that's part of it, but I don't think it's all of it. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of times last year they ran against a stacked box because, I mean, teams were stacking the box to stop Saquon Barkley, and he still was able to run it. I guess my concern is that they should lean on Saquon less, but I fear if they do, it makes them less effective. And then the question is, with a presumably lesser defense, and then Jalen, what does he have at this? What does he have? Like, I'll just ask everyone this question. Do you think Jalen Hurts is an elite passing quarterback? I'm asking that question. I'm asking the question, do you think they should lean on Saquon Barkley less? And I'm asking the question, do you think they will lean on Saquon Barkley less? James, do you think they will lean on him less?
Yes, a little bit. I think it'll still be a lot of Saquon. I think that, you know, they're willing to use him while they have him.
Yep.
But I think it will be slightly less. I don't think we're going to be at 482 if they get to the Super Bowl this
year. Reid, do you trust if they go to Jalen Moore and say six more passes a game, do you trust him?
Did you trust him in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl? They shut Saquon down.
I'm going to answer your question. Yeah. Did I trust him in the moment? In the NFC Championship game, I was highly concerned going in. He outperformed my expectations.
And in the Super Bowl, they shut Saquon down. They focused on shutting him down.
They clearly did.
And so Jalen, with his arm, the arm and legs, we keep forgetting how big of a part Jalen is in the running game.
Yeah, I guess part of what I'm getting at, though, is if the other team knows you're not leaning into Saquon as much. See, this is where it gets tricky. If the other team knows you're not leaning into Saquon as much, is it easier to defend Jalen? I would think.
Yeah, but is it easy to defend him how? Throwing the ball, running the ball. He's got both of those.
He does.
I mean,
he does bring that.
That combination makes him, you know, that's what I think makes him elite.
All right, well, look, 215-592-9494. I mean, I do think we're going to be deep in this conversation frequently because I think they will try to change it up. And I kind of hope for Saquon's long-term sake they do.
Well, you know, the history is not on their side. No running back that's ever hit 2,000 has ever hit it the next year.
No, yeah. And I bet you very few have probably even come too close. But we could
Derrick Henry came close last year.
Did he? All right, well,
he
look.
He was closest, 1900.
That wasn't the year after, right? I mean, the 2,000 for Derrick Henry was further back, is my point. Anyway.
It was 2020 was his 2,000, I think.
All right, 215-592-9494. What do you make of all this? Do you trust Jalen if they lean on him more? Do you think they should lean on Saquon less? Do you think they will lean on Saquon less? There's a lot of aspects to this of how they can go about the offense. 215-592-9494. Plus your chance to win Phillies tickets for today's game. And we can all hang together and you can win those tickets. Coming up next, we'll tell you how. Jada Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
If you've been thinking about putting off and replacing your old drafty windows, I'm telling you, now is the time to call Window Nation. They replaced all the windows in my home. The difference in my home's comfort during the summer is absolutely incredible. My AC runs less. The house is quieter, and frankly, it just feels more secure. And the offer they have right now is one of the best.
Rhea's absolutely right. I had my windows done by Window Nation too, and couldn't be happier. My kids couldn't be happier as well because the new windows make their rooms brighter, they feel cozier, and they stay cooler all at once. And Window Nation's offer is phenomenal. You buy four windows, you get four more completely free.
On top of that, you can get it done now with no money down, no interest, and no payments for two full years. It really is the smartest home improvement decision you can make, especially with their lifetime warranty and the fact their windows are assembled right here in the USA.
And you're getting the best of the best. Window Nation was just ranked number one by Forbes for best window installation companies. Act fast, though, because this incredible sale ends June 30th.
Get peace of mind for the summer and beyond. Schedule your fast free estimate with Window Nation. Call 866-90-NATION or online at windownation.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.